Now, the warm weather we've had through the winter has been enjoyable for many, but it's stressful on the maple syrup farmers out there. There's rumors that we could have a maple syrup shortage because of this warm weather. We wanted to get to the bottom of it, so let's call Chad Jakeman, our friend at Jakeman's Maple Farm, and see how things are going.
Hello?
Hello, is this Chad Jakeman of the Jakeman Maple Syrup Dynasty?
This is.
We wanted to call and check in on you. It's Taz and Jim. We've been hearing some rumors about the yield of maple syrup being down this year because of the weather. Is there any truth to that?
Well, we're not sure, and we won't know until the end of the season. Usually, I don't like to make predictions until, like, you know, April or, well, yeah, mid to early April.
When do you harvest?
Well, this year has been a really odd year due to the weather. We tapped the earliest probably on record. January 30th was the earliest I've been hearing. Yeah, it's been a weird season.
Now, it's been decades, Chad, since I went on a elementary school field trip to a sugar bush. The trees, they need the freezing temperatures to produce the sap, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we need some snow packed in the forest, and we need the warming and cooling effects. So ideally it's like +5, +6 during the day and -1 or so at night.
Okay, so we saw a bunch of that weather through the winter.
Yeah, we did. The issue we had was there was a really a lack of snowfall. So as you can imagine, it's a little bit different than we've had in past years, where there's been a foot or two of snow in the bush, and this year there's been none.
Are you guys concerned? Are you worried? Or are you just playing it day by day?
I am always worried in this season. This is always a very stressful time for us.
Is there generally a big fluctuation between yields, even when this winter isn't crazy? Is it pretty consistent, or do you just kind of never know?
Well, actually, that's actually a good question, because we're coming off of two pretty bad seasons, actually three. So in 2021, we had the worst crop on record. I think it was a 40% production. And that was globally. And then, actually, we had a good crop in 2022. Last year, 2023, was another really poor crop.
Huh.
We actually there's a maple syrup bank in Quebec, and they warehouse maple syrup. And you may know that Netflix documentary where there was the large maple heist.
Well,
that's right.
It's
starting
to make sense now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I've heard stories about organized crime being involved in the maple syrup game. That's not the Jakeman family, though.
No.
That's the Jakeman syndicate, they call it.
That's right, yeah.
Are you like the Yellowstone? Are you the Daltons of maple syrup?
No, we're very above board over here.
Okay, good. Hey, listen, this could be remember ice wine became a big thing because all the grapes froze?
That was
a happy accident. Maybe the maple syrup will come out warm or something.
Maple steam.
Well, it is prolonging the season. So the recent snow that we've had and the cold weather, it may rejuvenate the season for another week or two. So that's a positive.
Well, fingers crossed. Let us know when you start opening the taps up. Let us know what's coming out, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Are you going to be okay there, Taz? It's his birthday, not his death day.
Yes, I know, but Elton John's 77 years old today. We don't have that much time left with Elton John in this realm.
Why are you dwelling on that?
Well, just be realistic. A 77-year-old man, he's got another 10, maybe 15 years.
Sorry, Elton, for damning you already, but...
It could be too much. We don't know. Once you get into your high 70s, it's anyone's guess.
Sure.
He's one of my all-time favorite artists. You tell me, Jim, that you're not going to cry. A tear won't roll down your cheek when Elton John passes away and they play this montage. I'm a rocket man. Get back. Hog a cat. We were hopping and bobbing to the crocodile rock. Silver by yellow blue road. Benny and the Jets. So don't go breaking my heart. Saturday night's all right. I'm still standing.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word. And you can tell everybody this is your song. Like a candle in the wind. Lord, I miss Daniel. On the close of time to dance.
How incredible is this?
Feels like the sun.
Great library. Still going.
You're not getting emotional listening?
No, because he's still alive.
It's because you've got a cold, cold heart.
No, I'll get emotional maybe when he passes, but I'm not going to worry about it right now.
He is still alive, you're right.
Also, he's 77. He's doing awesome.
We hope Elton John has a wonderful birthday today. I'm sorry I brought it up.
Imagine if he was driving through town and you're like, you're going to die soon, Elton.
And he could be, because his husband, David Furnish, is from the Toronto area, went to school at the University of Western Ontario. There's always rumors of Elton John vacationing in this area.
Yeah.
If that's how he's celebrating his birthday, coming to Southwestern Ontario, I apologize, Elton, for bringing it up. He's alive. He's fine. If you're just tuning in, it's Elton John's birthday. He's still alive. We hope he has a great day with his family and friends.
And I feel like he's going to live forever. We're like this close to his head floating in formaldehyde and his body being a robot.
I'd go see Cyborg Elton John in concert.
Any day.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Devin Peacock is our sports guy. He joins us here in the studio. Dev, opening day, Major League Baseball coming up this week.
Coming in hot, the Toronto Blue Jays. They have announced that Davis Schneider, that Ernie Clement, and Daniel Vogelback have made the opening roster. Vogelback is, there are three interesting guys. Vogelback's, he's a big fat guy. That's his, they call him what he is. But he's got a lot of power. And I think the fans are going to like him. I don't know how long he is going to be around. He's basically keeping a roster spot open for Joey Votto. Joey Votto still hasn't quite recovered from rolling his ankle after hitting a home run in his very first at bat. So he needs some time. He needs some playing time, needs to see some pitches. He'll most likely start the year in AAA at this point, go down to Buffalo, which he said he was open to doing when he signed with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, not a huge shock for him.
So Vogelback is going to have to catch fire to stop the oncoming Joey Votto tsunami, unless Joey just doesn't have any juice left, which I don't think is the case. The really interesting announcement from the Blue Jays is Ernie Clement. So the Blue Jays last week traded Santiago Espinal to Cincinnati. He's a former All-Star, but Clement is a guy that does everything Espinal does. He's a little bit younger, a little bit cheaper, a little bit more versatile. I think fans are going to like him. They already like David Sanchez, Snyder. Sorry, he's got the mustache. He plays hard. It's an interesting roster they're putting together. A lot of scrappy guys that the fans might like.
I love your physical description of the Blue Jays players. Got the fat guy, the guy with the mustache. Who else is on the team, Dev?
It's like we're playing Guess Who.
Guess Who.
One guy with glasses.
Listen, if you aren't familiar with Daniel Vogelback, you will know him when you see him.
Well, I just had to Google how much he weighed, and he's 270. And I mean, that's what the Jays are saying he weighs. He's probably been up to 290, you know, in spring training. Who knows? But he's not a small man.
I want my Vogelback, Vogelback, Vogelback. Give me that Vogelback, Vogelback, Vogelback.
Does not shy away from the ribs, that's for sure.
He's not. He is skipping leg day.
I want to eat your baby.
he's skipping leg day unless it's, you know, chicken legs.
Oh, come on, guys.
Well, that's too far.
I'd like to see you do what he does out there on the diamond.
I couldn't.
Exactly.
But you do what he does at the buffet every weekend, Dev.
Oh, Vogelback, Vogelback, Vogelback. Thanks, Dev. These are hilarious, Jim. You're right. We're just looking at a story here. Lego has sent notice to a California police department to stop posting criminals. So what they've been doing on their social media pages, when they arrest somebody, they still want to respect the criminal's privacy. So they'll take the picture of the officer handcuffing a person or a perpetrator in the back of a police car, and they'll cover their head up with a big yellow Lego figurehead.
Yeah, with different expressions. A lot of time, big comical frown and one single teardrop.
I wonder how close the faces, the Lego faces, are to the actual faces. Like, do you think this guy was actually scowling like that and his girlfriend was crying?
I think so. I think some intern is probably having a ball. Or maybe it's an app.
Not anymore, because Lego has, and the police department, it's the Murrieta Police Department in California. They say that Lego was very kind. They weren't aggressive. They just said, hey, do you guys mind not using Lego heads, our intellectual property, to post pictures of the criminals you're arresting anymore?
Yeah, I could see not wanting that association with your childhood toy, you know?
Oh, it's all the bad guys. It's like, you've heard the story that if you're watching a movie mystery and you want to know who the bad guy is, look for the person using the Samsung, because Apple will not let a villain in a movie use an Apple iPhone.
Really? They have control over that?
They don't want to be associated with the bad guys in the movies.
That makes me think they're the evilest company of all. What are you hiding?
What are you hiding, Lego and Apple?
I wonder if they could just replace it with something else that's not offensive. Like if you took all just Batman villains and put them on their head or any other product.
Well, maybe if they start putting the Lego heads on the police officers and Playmobil heads on the criminals. That would work. Take that, Playmobil.
They're really the evil ones. We know that.
Did you watch the remake of Roadhouse on Amazon Prime this weekend?
I saw it up there.
It dropped before the weekend, and apparently millions and millions of people streamed it. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. I thought they were busy doing other stuff, so I snuck down to the basement and put it on. And then they started slowly coming down. Daddy, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just watching a show. It's for adults. And they'd go away for a bit. And then they eventually came down, just sat on the couch. And you don't really notice when you're watching a movie without two young kids next to you.
Sure, sure.
But every other word was either S or F.
I don't particularly remember the original Roadhouse being that vulgar, but I always watched it on TV. It was always on Spike TV, you know? And that's what I would watch. So it was probably edited.
I heard that they would, I think it was Turner, would run it late at night because people would come home drunk from the bar, and he said when drunk people start watching Roadhouse, they'll sit through, they'll stay up and watch the rest of the movie.
Oh, yeah. This is my life on screen.
From what I saw, it was pretty good. The fight sequences looked good. I like that they changed it. It's not like a total remake. Even Jake Gyllenhaal's character isn't the same guy. It's not supposed to be the same guy that Patrick Swayze played in the original.
Yeah, yeah.
It's in a different state. It's in Florida, this one, and it's just they've made it different. It's in the spirit of the original, but it's not a like total remake.
Yeah, I saw one scene and it made me lose faith in it being good, just because the original Roadhouse, I believed that bar could exist. It looked rough. It looked like, you know, it would be a tough place to be a bouncer. The one that Jake Gyllenhaal's at, it's like the nicest resort place. The band on stage is like two beautiful women, incredibly talented, instead of just being like a rough Roadhouse blues band. So it was a little less believable of an environment for me.
Yeah, the first, I probably made it about 45 minutes in, and the thing that struck me was like, why would anyone go to this place if fights are breaking out nonstop? And the other thing I noticed was that people didn't have their cell phones out. That was the most unbelievable thing. There's like a full-on bar brawl going on, and there's not 10 people holding up their cell phone camera to post it on their social media accounts.
That is so true.
So you got to suspend belief here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Disbelief.
Yeah, suspend your disbelief for a little bit.
I wanted to know what you thought about this one. Speaking of remakes, Jim, I know that this is, I almost am nervous to bring this up because this is so ingrained in you.
Yes.
Happy Gilmore.
Yes. Easily in my top 10 movies all the time. I like to say, I think it's a perfect movie. It doesn't mean it's amazing, but I think start to finish, it nailed what it was going for.
Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin, says Adam Sandler showed him a first draft of a script for Happy Gilmore 2 a couple weeks ago. He said, quote, Adam said to me, McDonald, you're going to love this. And I thought, wow, that would be awesome. So it's in the works.
I'll watch it. I'm definitely not getting my hopes up.
I don't care. Go for it. As long as it's the same people making the sequel, I prefer that than somebody just taking the property rights and then trying it again and in their own vision. But I will say there are some good sequels out there, but rarely are they comedies. It is very difficult to do a comedy sequel. I'd say Wayne's World 2, good comedy sequel.
Another rumor, Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be playing Happy Gilmore.
I know. Too ripped. I do hope Happy Gilmore fights Drew Carey now from The Price is Right. That'd be fun.
That would be good. So opening day, Major League Baseball is this Thursday. You have the Blue Jays playing the Rays on the road. So they're down in Florida on Thursday.
Jays are going to be on an extended road trip to start the season. They're finishing up the renovations at the Rogers Center. So this is the second phase of a renovation. Some of the renovations won't be done until mid-year. This is like they're doing the new clubs underground that you can pay extra to go to the game beforehand and whatnot. That'll be ready mid-season, but they've got new seats, a bit more spacious. They got cup holders now on the 100 level.
Interesting. You know what? Subtle upgrade. I like it.
It's funny. So when Rogers bought the Sky Dome, the change of the Rogers Center, they bought it for like $25 million. They've poured about $400 million into these renovations at Rogers Center. And they are very optimistic about the impact this new Rogers Center could have on revenues. The Blue Jays payroll right now is in the upper echelon. They're going to have to pay Bo Bichette long-term soon if they're going to keep him. Hopefully they do. They're going to have to pay Vladdy long-term soon. Hopefully they do. But both are going to be expensive contracts. And
well, thank God for the cup holders.
The cup holders
that
could
should put them over the top.
Could put them over the top.
It might actually slow down beer sales because you just got to... You got to drink the beer when it's in your hand. If you set it down, you kind of forget about it.
That's a good point.
It's true.
What they got to do is they got to have, you know, they have, you know, hot dog night on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Every night should be like free peanuts. Get people all salty.
Salty peanuts.
Ooh, salt lick night.
Yeah.
You get a bar of salt.
Or how about this? A salt cannon. not an assault cannon.
Yeah, like an assault rifle.
A salt, so the mascot can just shoot salt into the crowd. Everyone open your mouths in section 203.
Open up!
So thirsty all of a sudden. That damn salt cannon.
Yeah, it'll look like snow coming from the sky.
Could be the first place ever to have a 7-drink minimum. Every drink costs you $15. Problem solved.
This headline got me very excited. Big news. Toupees are now cool.
This just in.
Hot story here.
Really?
Toupees are back in a big way, according to the New York Post. They did a write-up for hyper-realistic hair systems, they call them. They don't call them toupees, but they're basically the same thing.
Yeah, hair system for men.
They have like a really thin... almost skin-like piece of polyester stuff with the hair stitched through. They look very realistic. Kind of like the ones we now know John Travolta has been bald for a long time.
Oh, and imagine how many we don't know are bald.
Yeah.
William Shatner.
Travolta's finally embraced it, but for years he was wearing these hair systems in his movies.
So was Steve Harvey the whole time, I guess, eh?
Did Steve Harvey have Steve hair? I don't remember him with hair.
You don't? Oh, he had the best hairline in the biz in the 90s.
Well, now this stuff has come to the masses. It's not just for Hollywood movie stars anymore. And people on social media aren't even hiding it. They're like, yeah, look at how awesome. It's a status symbol almost to have one of these hyper-realistic toupees.
I've seen some of them, and some of them do look good. I mean... The look that's in, you know, in the last 10 years, really short on the sides, then the longer hair styled on the top. So if you shave the side of your bald head, and so you just have like the stubble there, you put the wig on top, you can do a lot.
Hair system, Jim.
Apparently, don't deny it. It's fine. Embrace it.
Apparently, they can cost thousands of dollars, multiple thousands of dollars. They don't last that long. Every year or 2 years, you're going to have to replace it.
I think you should have a rotating system. Like
me specifically?
Yeah, I think, you know, you have multiple shoes.
We should mention for people who haven't been listening to the show for a long time,
I am a very bald man.
Proudly bald man.
For decades, I have worn my head completely shaven. And I do have a friend who sells these things, and he's offered a couple times to do a hair system for me. And I keep saying, well, I can't do that. I can't just show up to work with a full head of hair. Everyone's going to know something is up. But now that toupees are cool again, again or for the first time?
I think again.
Again, in the 70s, they were a little more accepted, huh?
Yeah.
Or like, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, why not? It's what, how is it any different than a hat? Especially if you're open about it, it's whatever. It's just put on a hat. And it's going to be weird when you first do it, when there's a stark difference between like what you look like last week and now this week. But you give it 5 or 6 months, we're going to start recognizing you as that. Like the guy from Entourage, the guy who plays Ari
Gold. Yeah.
He played
Jeremy Piven.
George Costanza at one point in an episode of Seinfeld. He was so bald.
Yeah.
And he came back.
People get used to it after a while. They stop asking questions. You embrace it. It's all about the confidence. Okay, so I'm gonna whiten my teeth. I'm gonna get one of these hair systems,
and I'm
just gonna become a game show host.
Not easy.
This is we were talking a couple weeks ago about how crazy ads are getting on social media, specifically Twitter, where you're seeing like these fake news articles about Sidney Crosby and Mary Berg. Whoever she is, popping up in your feed, making it look like they got arrested. Michael Bublé in handcuffs. And it's all to get people to click and malware downloaded on their phones. Like, who even knows what they're trying to sell? This, at least, is a specific product. We can give the advertisers behind this campaign that. However, the product that they are advertising, I can't believe that anyone would let this on their platform, because it seems, if it's not technically illegal, it seems morally very questionable.
Not even debatable. This thing.
And should we warn everybody? You know, if you've got young kids, this is about the birds and the bees here.
This is an at-home insemination kit. Now, what could be wrong with that? Well, it's an insemination kit where the father doesn't know this is going down. It's make him a dad without his permission and use the collected semen. This is from a company called Make a Mom, and it's a $250 semen-stealing at-home insemination kit. So this is a way to circumvent U.S. laws. At this point, in all American states, it is illegal to poke a hole in a condom to try to get a pregnancy going. Whether it's the man or the woman, whoever pokes a hole, it's not okay.
So poking a hole in condom on the books as illegal in the U.S., but
loophole
using it's basically like a syringe where you extract from the used prophylactic and then you deposit.
Yes, basically.
And try to make a baby that way without the knowledge of the potential father.
Yeah. So it's only $250 is what you can get it for. In this advertisement, it shows like a person demonstrating how it works. And in the background, there's a song called Sweet But Psycho, which seems appropriate. And so, yeah, you take that.
There's no question that they're not advertising this as like an aid for couples, like two people consensually.
No.
This is 100%. The ad is like, hey, if you want to get pregnant without your man knowing, this is how you can do it.
Yeah, which is crazy to me that how durable the stuff is to survive. Because I thought the condoms had the spermicide in them, and it's supposed to kill everything that goes in there. So how you could extract something and still use it? This reminds me of the Drake story that was going around one or two years ago
sauce.
Where he's putting the hot sauce in. We got a gosh darn pregnancy arms race going on here.
Yeah, that's right. Drake was he was under the microscope. People were calling him out because apparently there was a gal who tried a stunt like this. She didn't have the extractor on hand, but she used the condom that had been thrown in the bathroom and tried to use that to get herself pregnant. Unbeknownst to her, Drake puts hot sauce in all his used condoms before he throws them in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So she got, needless to say, she got a bit of a surprise down there.
Sure, sure. It's like when your teammate puts Icy Hot in your jock. I
picture like a cartoon where you have the smoke billowing out and you're like, wow!
Oh, yeah, and then they jump in a wooden tub.
And tss,
Now you hear this and you're like, is Drake that crazy to be doing that?
No, absolutely not. I didn't think he was crazy then. Hearing that he put the hot sauce in there, but then that somebody actually used it, he was obviously right. I mean, maybe not right, but he was onto something. Like, people are nuts. This is still for sale. The company also sells Fertility Boost supplement, though it warns that one of the side effects of increased fertility is a wildly high libido. So they're selling, like, random drugs on their website, too, that well, get you going.
You don't want that. They're tapping into both markets here.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a drug that makes me less fertile in case somebody uses the extractor in one of the used prophylactics?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Society's moving in the right direction.
I think so. This is great.
You open up Twitter and that's what's being advertised to the masses. Real nice.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.